boss, huh? That's the boss, huh?
Actually, that's Dire Straits.
I like it.
A lot of people have sung this one, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a few.
We're going to leave y'all with a smile on your face here, wrapping up the Rosie on the House show. And I hope we did that. Now, look, our contractor referral service continues to be the tightest screened referral service. And I can't tell you, I don't know what I have to do to get y'all. I always get the phone call when you've picked someone else and you're in a problem and you want me to fix it. I can't. Legally, I've got nothing I can do for you. Nothing. But if you'll go to a Rosie on the House contractor, I've got perfect control over the situation. And I'd like to welcome our newest member. We just added a new member after an extensive screening process. Floor covering company in the greater Phoenix area, located out at Sun City, Bram Flooring.
And they're plan to move their showroom, but currently, yeah, right now, it's and it'll be there for a while. You know, moving a showroom is a lot of work, but they're on 107th Avenue in Union Hills. I've driven by it 1,000 times and never noticed it.
That's
it's
why
behind
want,
the filling station.
That's why he wants to move. But he's got big plans,
and they've got a beautiful showroom and a lot. So anything flooring wise, if you've got some old dingy carpet, you'd be surprised how dirty those are. Sometimes, you know, it's aged or you've got worn spots. Carpet's a great way to clean up the inside of the interior home. Generally speaking, when you move into a new home, you know, do you want to be on carpet somebody else lived on? Oftentimes,
don't make me think about
that's replaced before the new homeowners even moved in. Or if you're looking for a hard surface and get away from tile, they can do that for you as well. Bram Flooring.
Welcome to Rosie on the House.
And they are in Sun City, but they do have truck wheel travel.
Okay. All right. Hey.
Finally, a West Valley flooring guy. We lost,
yes,
Houtman's floor covering.
Yeah, we did.
You know,
God rest his soul, we did.
You know, after you've been in business for 30 years, it's just natural cause of life happens.
He did our floor covering for almost 40 years.
Out of the Arrowhead area, so yeah. We've got Bram to represent the West Valley of the Phoenix metropolitan area. We're looking for a flooring contractor in Tucson. We had a great partner, but they decided to go all commercial flooring and stay away from residential, and we've yet to find a quality contractor to replace them. And we won't put somebody that doesn't clear the screening process. So if you're looking for a contractor, particular service in an area that we don't have one listed, no, that's because we haven't found one qualified to fill that position. And if you know one, you've been in business 5 years locally. You can't be in business 30 years in Ohio, move here and start shopping and expect to get on the network right away. It's every market's different. You know, even Phoenix to Tucson to Prescott to Flagstaff, markets in our state are extremely different. You've got to have local market experience.
Hey, tell me what you want the homeowners to take away from the show today. Started the show with the first hour, backyard livestock.
I don't know, because you can't really get a lot of livestock right now. So maybe that's the takeaway. Don't wait till you need it to have it. Go ahead and build your coop now, and as soon as you can get chickens in, get them. We milked our goats for a number of years. When all the kids are old enough to saddle all their horses and take care of all their own horses again, I'll go back to that. Being able to come in every morning with fresh milk, oh, man. I'm not saying our dairy suppliers and Shamrock isn't great or Dan's Eisen Dairy. They do a great job. But, man, when you have your own eggs, when you harvest your own milk, something about the freshness. And maybe it's just the satisfaction of doing it yourself.
That's a big part of it. So that's how we started the show this morning. Was talking about backyard livestock. We went into the second hour this morning with Janet Weibel of Janet Weibel Landscape Architects, talking about sustainable landscape and the questions you need to ask yourself before you proceed. Really enjoyed Janet's visit and her thought that, look, think about the end in all its different impacts. Who's going to maintain the yard? How much time do you want to spend maintaining it? And then I love the concept of if you're going to grow it, you might as well eat it. Then it doesn't make the maintenance. I go out and take a picture of my artichoke plant every day. I'm just waiting for the day I can go cut that first artichoke and grill it Ed James style on the grill. You know, he held out an ingredient on the recipe for that. Ooh, I had it at his house, and it was so good. I invited him to my house. I could never get it as good as him, and he finally came clean. And he said, well, Rosie, I pulled a Lucille Ball on you. I didn't give you the name of one ingredient. But grilled artichokes, man, I love grilled artichokes. In the 10 o'clock hour, this hour, the one takeaway we want you to take away is Rosie on the House is here for you. Take advantage of it, okay? RosieOnTheHouse.com. Y'all have a great week. We'll be back next Saturday morning.